Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, June 24th. Today on Forbes, meet All Elite Wrestling's Tony Khan, the next Lord of the Ring. With his arms crossed against a black Jacksonville Jaguars polo shirt and his eyes hidden behind sunglasses, Tony Khan wore a mischievous but hardly intimidating grin in a recent promo video for his All Elite Wrestling. Khan was responding to reports that World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE, his nascent company's chief competitor, is in talks to partner with New Japan Pro Wrestling, a move that would muscle in on AEW's relationship with the smaller promotion. It provided a convenient excuse for Khan to launch an attack on WWE's new president and chief revenue officer, Nick Khan, to whom he is not related, and grab attention in the lead-up to AEW's weekly Dynamite on TNT and its May 30th Double or Nothing pay-per-view event. AEW's 38-year-old founder and CEO sneered in the clip, quote, "There's only room for one Khan in the wrestling business. It's me, Tony Khan, not some con man from Connecticut." The pro wrestling business, of course, was built on such mock machismo, but Khan has shied away from actively trash-talking the competition since launching AEW in 2019. Perhaps because of his babyface personality, his tone in the video came across as more tongue-in-cheek than pile-driver. And Khan would be wise not to gloat too early. After 2 years of modest growth, AEW is still experiencing early growing pains while trying to avoid the grim fate of everyone else who has dared to challenge Vince McMahon's WWE over the past 4 decades. But he's already made a big impact on professional wrestling. Khan started AEW with a major investment from his father, billionaire Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shahid Khan, that was reported to be up to $100 million. Its first 3 months on TNT were successful enough to secure a 4-year, $175 million deal with Warner Media to air Wednesday Night Dynamite, a title he picked a quarter century ago when he sketched out episodes in his junior high notebook. The 2-hour program has shaken pro wrestling's power structure by going head-to-head with and beating McMahon's WWE, and AEW will be launching a new weekly show on Fridays in August. For full coverage, check out Hank Tucker's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.